Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. In a world in which we are tempted to isolate ourselves with our screens and technology, because quite frankly, people can be hard. But more than ever, we need the good of relationship, the good of friendship, so that we can reach our full potential and be truly happy. So this is the next in our series on using our free time well. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. Did you ever see the first Rocky movie with Sylvester Stallone? Famously, the big, tough, and not so very bright Rocky falls in love with the shy, quiet, and more thoughtful Adrian. At one point, someone asks Rocky what the attraction is between him and Adrian. And Rocky says, I don't know. Fills gaps, I guess. She's got gaps. I got gaps. Together, we fill gaps. That's actually a pretty good summary of perhaps the most profound of all natural human goods, the good of friendship or relationship. Because it's a fundamental fact of human existence that God has made us all unique and all incomplete. And he made us that way on purpose, so that in every human relationship, both parties might be made more perfect, which is why the good of friendship is so delightful, and why nothing is more decimating to happiness than loneliness. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The list of the different ways other people enrich us is as multifaceted as their own personality. A friend or child or spouse is another person lending us their eyes, their unique perspective with which to see the entire world, and especially ourselves. Have you ever watched a movie you've seen many times, but then you watch it with a friend who's never seen it? And even though you knew all the lines, all the scenes, yet when you watched it with a friend who hadn't seen it before, you were moved as though it was your first time. Or you were able to grasp parts of it you never saw before. That's what a relationship does. It doesn't just give us another pair of hands to help us practically. It gives us another mind and heart to know and love the world with. It makes everything fresh. It's the entire universe made new through the other person through whom you now see it. And that's why, without friendship, the world gets stale, old, overly familiar. The point is, when you have someone you love, you don't just have one more item, one more resource at your disposal. You have another world to complete your own. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. And the joy of friendship doesn't just go one way. You don't just benefit from the other person's insights and perspective and personal history and talents. The other person benefits from yours. And there's nothing quite so validating, nothing that makes you celebrate your own existence like knowing that you have made someone else's life better. When you make your child smile, your spouse happy, your friend laugh, every time you do these things, your being is validated because you know that, at least for that person, at least right now, it's good that I'm alive. And again, that's about the greatest natural delight there is. Without the feeling that your life makes other lives better, it's hard to go on living. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Every relationship enriches us at some level. But here's an important principle, maybe the main principle of this meditation. A relationship is only as enriching as the goodness of the things we share. When we share truth, beauty, and God, the bond deepens. When we share only gossip, sports, or news, it stays shallow. And the longer it stays shallow, the more unfulfilled we become. Spouses who only talk about the logistics of daily life, what needs to get done or what happened today, enrich one another only superficially. Friends who only talk about sports, news, or the lives of entertainers are enriching one another on a fairly shallow level. Remember, great minds discuss ideas, average minds discuss events, small minds discuss other people. If we truly want to enrich one another, we have to go beneath the surface to share our inner lives, our hopes, struggles, and the greatest questions of truth, beauty, and goodness. Even when we don't always reach the same conclusions, those conversations transform us. It follows, then, that the most profound and enriching relationships are those in which both persons pursue the greatest good, God, together. When all the richness of two personalities complement one another in the shared quest for divine things, the delights of natural love are lifted into the supernatural. These relationships are, in truth, a foretaste of heaven and the communion of saints. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. Just as putting God at the center of the relationship is the only way to get the most out of that relationship, so too will every relationship fail or degenerate if God does not come first. C.S. Lewis wrote a book called The Great Divorce, in which every relationship spoils. Friend to friend, husband and wife, parent and child, because those relationships were not subordinated to the love for God. God has to come first. He is the source and salvation of all relationships. Without Him, no good thing can survive. But in Him, our relationships, our friendships, will be glorified and made eternal in the communion of saints. Okay, so what's our concrete resolution to practice today? How about today? I will take one relationship deeper by being genuinely interested in the other person. And I'll ask them thoughtful questions that draw out what matters most to them, their hopes, worries, or what they've been thinking about lately. That's actually a really good question. Hey, what's been most on your mind for the last month? You'd be surprised what people say. Then, if the moment naturally opens, share something that has moved or enlightened you, a truth you've discovered, a moment of beauty, or a way that you've seen God at work. That way, instead of staying on the surface with tasks or gossip or news, we seek to make our conversation a real exchange of friendship, sharing in truth, beauty, and goodness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray, and do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, what struck you about this meditation, Teresa? Because I have to tell you, this might be, you know, we have more than 2,500 meditations recorded.
I'm really bad at processing numbers. That's a lot.
So, let's put it this way. 7.5 years of...
of content.
Every day.
Yeah.
And this one might be my favorite out of all of them.
I agree. Because I'm realizing even how... I was just at a beautiful wedding this past weekend with a ton of old friends. And this is making me realize I was like, all that time I just spent catching up in the small details of life. And it wasn't until the end of the night that I actually like paused and realized I can just, instead of asking, oh, how is that going? I hope that's good. Are you still doing this? Are you still doing that? You can ask real questions and you can ask, what have you learned? And what are you really thinking about? What are you struggling with? Like, where's your heart at with that? Which seem like really simple questions and they seem similar to catching up. But it wasn't until the end of the night that I realized that. And I really regret not furthering more of those relationships. Because I think we're also like, oh, well, I don't know that person that well. I don't see them that often. So that relationship doesn't have to further. But it's all in choosing how far we take these conversations and how far we take these relationships.
And it's choosing what we focus on in the relationship. I want to restate this principle because this we had this tagline, friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. And it's not because we just needed a goofy little tagline. Mm-hmm. It's because friendship with good conversation, meaning good content, that's ultimately where the friendship's heading toward the rosary, which means toward union with God and Our Lady,
yeah,
is the best. So this principle that a relationship is only as enriching as the goodness of the things we share.
Mm.
So when we share truth, beauty, God, then the bond deepens. But when we just stay on the surface, or when we share things that are not actually good, the relationship is either shallow or ruined.
But these things, I think they really do get easier, because I think on the surface, good conversation seems mysterious, impossible for someone else. But I think it's how we develop ourselves in private, especially in meditation or having this kind of content to reflect on, that we develop ourselves to actually have something to bring to those conversations. So that when people, even if someone asks a simple question, like, what have you been doing? You have a really solid answer that leads to better conversation, because things get really tough when you have dead air and we start to fill it with gossip and we start to fill it with complaint or just things that are upsetting. In the same way that most people know by now that media is most effective when it riles you up and gets you angry and upset and disturbs you. And we kind of grasp at the same things in conversation when we run out of things to say.
Yeah.
But don't run out of things to say, which means if your life is actually filled, if you're reading good content or listening to something or just really reflecting, you have something to bring.
The most, it's really amazing. Meditation on the Word of God, which means meditating on truth, beauty, and goodness, thinking about that regularly. I mean, really thinking about it, applying it to your life, wondering about it. That gives you everything to share with another. But it also enables you to frame good questions. And then respond to that person. Because you can ask a person, hey, what's been going on with work? But then you can ask this question. How did that make you feel? And when they responded how they felt, because you've been reflecting on truth, beauty, and goodness, you'll be able to respond insightfully to how that made them feel.
Yeah.
I was at a, I had to go to an event and I didn't know anybody at the event.
Which is very tough.
I thought, who am I going to talk to? And I started talking to this doctor who has been made the head of a hospital. And I asked him about his, I asked him, what's been the most challenging thing of your new position?
Mm-hmm.
And then I asked him, how did that make you feel? And because I had been meditating on things of God, I was able to respond, and we had a we had the most unbelievable in-depth conversation.
That is incredible. And I think the thing is, to make it less daunting, in my head, this entire wedding, I'm panicking because I'm talking to people and I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't know anything about your job, so I don't know what to ask you. But you don't have to know anything about it. It's because there are questions like that. That's just, hey, what's difficult for you at work right now?
And then how did it make you feel?
Because you don't have to know anything about it. I get so stumped when I'm like, oh, I don't know a really precise, I don't know anything about this field. But it's actually your lack of knowledge that makes conversation better, because you have something, you have gaps.
Gaps, exactly.
You have gaps. And you're just like, I, just tell me about it. Because being interested is the only thing that you have to bring to that conversation.
Which all that means is you have a genuine respect and admiration for the other person, the value of the other person. That's what interest means.
Yeah.
So really what we're doing, it's all about friendship, good conversation, and drawing close to God through Our Lady in the Rosary. So, hey, share that with others.